Chapter 10, The Yoga of Divine Glories. The Holy Lord said, "Now hear from me the supreme word, which I speak to you mighty armed, for you are beloved to me. I speak desiring your welfare. Neither the multitude of gods or great seers know my origin. In truth, I am the source of the gods as well as of the great seers. He who knows me as birthless and beginningless, the world's great Lord, he alone among mortals is undiluted and freed from sins. Reason, knowledge, non-delusion, forbearance, truth, restraint of sense, calmness, happiness, misery, birth, death, fear, also fearlessness, non-injury and contentment, austerity, benevolence, both good repute and ill repute, all these arise from me alone. The ancient seven great rishis and four manus with powers like me were born of my mind, and from them are all the creatures in this world. He who knows all these manifold manifestations of my power and glory becomes established in yoga. There can be no doubt. I am the origin of all, and from me everything evolves. Thinking thus, the wise worship me with consciousness, all filled with love. With minds and lives intent on me, enlightening one another, and speaking of me constantly, they are content and do rejoice. To them, the constantly steadfast, worshipping me with affection, I bestow the Buddhi Yoga by which they shall come unto me. Out of compassion for them I, abiding in their hearts, destroy the darkness born of ignorance by the shining lamp of knowledge." Arjuna said, "Supreme Brahman, supreme abode, supreme purifier divine, eternal person, the first God, the birthless and all-pervading. Thus all the sages declare you, Narada, Sita, Devala, and Vyasa, and now do you too yourself declare it unto me. I regard all this that you say to me as true, O Keshava. In truth, neither gods nor demons know of your manifestation. For you know yourself by yourself, O you, the supreme Purusha, source of beings, lord of beings, god of gods, ruler of the world. You should now describe completely your divine manifestations, by which pervading all these worlds you do abide within all things. How may I know you, O yogi, always meditating on you? In what aspects of your being are you to be thought of by me? Explain to me in more detail your powers and manifestations. I am never satiated in hearing your Amrit-like words." The Holy Lord said, "Listen, I shall tell you of my divine self-manifestations, but only the chief ones, because there is no end to my expanse. I am the self abiding in the hearts of all beings. I am the beginning, the middle, and also the end of all beings. I am Vishnu of Adityas, the sun among luminaries. I am Marichi of Maruts, among the stars. I am the moon. Of Vedas, the Sama Veda, I am Indra among the gods. Of the senses, I am the mind, intelligence, and all beings. Among the Rudras, Shankara, Kuber of Yakshas, Rakshasas. Of Vasus, I am Pavaka, and of mountains, Meru am I. And of priests, O son of Prita, know me, the chief Brihaspati. of generals, I am Skanda, among the waters, the ocean. Of great rishis, I am Prigu, of words, the one-syllable dome, of yajnas, the japa yajna, of immovables, Himalayas, of trees, I am the Ashwata, of Deva Rishis, Narada, of Gandharvas, Chitraratha, among Siddhas, sage Kapila, among horses, Uchaishravas, who was born of the Amrita, of elephants, Airavata, and among men, I am the king. Among weapons, the thunderbolt, among cows, I am Kamaduk, the cause of offspring, Kandarpa, of serpents, I am Vasuki. Of Nagas, I am Ananta, of water beings, Varuna, of Pitras, I am Aryaman, of controllers, I am Yama, of demons, I am Pralata, among measurers, I am time, among beasts, I am the lion, among birds, I am Garuda, of purifiers, I am wind, among warriors, I am Rama, of fishes, I am the dolphin, of rivers, I am the Ganges, of manifestations, I am beginning, middle, and the end, of knowledge, knowledge of the self, of disputants, I am logic, among letters, the letter A, of compounds, I am the dual, I am inexhaustible time, I the sustainer, the all-formed. I am all-destroying death and origin of all that shall be. I am fame, prosperity, speech, memory, wisdom, courage, patience. Of chance I am Brahatsaman, of meters I am Gayatri, of months I am Margashirsha, of seasons the season of flowers. The gambling of the fraudulent, the splendor of the splendorous, I am victory and effort, I am sattva of the sattvic. Among Vrishnis, Vasudeva, of Pandavas, Dhananjaya, among sages, I am Vyasa, among the rishis, Ushanas. The scepter of authority, strategy of the ambitious, of secret things I am silence, the knowledge of knowers am I. Whatever the seed of all beings, that also am I, Arjuna. No thing moving or unmoving can ever exist apart from me. Arjuna, there is no end of my divine manifestations. What I have spoken unto you is but an example of them. Whatever is glorious or prosperous or yet powerful, understand that springs from but a fraction of my radiant power. Of what value is it for you to know all this, O Arjuna? I ever support this whole world by just one portion of myself. Om Tat Sat. Thus in the Upanishads of the glorious Bhagavad Gita, the science of the eternal, the scripture of yoga, the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna, ends the 10th discourse entitled The Yoga of Divine Glory.